This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Welcome, my friends. It is the Friday edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour here on WABC. If you would like to be part of the program this afternoon, 800-848-9222 is how you reach us. 800-848-9222. And there is, of course, as always, plenty of news to discuss. The eruptions on college campuses continue. We have this bid to get Johnson, Speaker Johnson, removed. Expected to come up next week. A few articles about that. There's been another indictment, a noteworthy indictment. I read about the possibility this morning. By this afternoon, the indictment had taken place. That is a Democrat. The story early this morning, Democrat Texas Representative Henry Cellular expects to be indicted by the DOJ. The Department of Justice intends to indict Democrat Representative Henry Cellular of Texas. This is all about some sort of deal he and his wife that they had going with the nation of Azerbaijan. He says he wants to be clear, both he and his wife are innocent of the allegations that have been leveled against them. Everything he's done in Congress, he says, has been to serve the people of Texas. That indictment did come down on, in charges of conspiracy. The DOJ alleges that the couple accepted nearly $600,000 in bribes from foreign entities. Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat minority leader, quickly announced that Representative Cellular will take a leave as ranking member of the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee while this matter is ongoing. Now, something to note about Henry Cellular. Most of the time when his name has come up, it's because he has been at odds with the Biden administration over their lax immigration policies. This almost seems to be a repeat of what's going on with Mayor Adams. You have two outspoken Democrats now that have taken issue with the lack of any sort of coherent policy over immigration from the Bidens, and both of them find themselves under investigation. Of course, we don't know yet where this investigation into Mayor Adams is going. I just find it curious that another Democrat who, in the words that Democrats like to use so often, speak truth to power, has found himself under investigation. There's a brilliant article in the New York Post today by Andrea Pfizer on what it's like to be Jewish now in America. I think I'm going to hold that till tomorrow's show because it's going to take some time to go through, and I want to give it a full attention. So I'll come and look at that tomorrow, but it's a brilliant article. And she has every right to be, if you look at some of the other headlines, one of the Knesset members of the Knesset, has a piece. He says that Shemcha Rothman is his name. He's a member of the Knesset. That's Israel's parliament, of course. He says when people attack Israel, they are after the United States just the same. The chant in Iran, death to America, death to Israel, is not a typo. That America comes first. You should never turn a blind eye to terror, he says. And he says, we have to admit it, we in Israel did turn a blind eye. Israel let Hamas become stronger and stronger. We ran away from terror. We thought because people promised that, including the U.S. sadly, it'll be okay. It wasn't. Now, this death to America chant has revealed itself in another way. Police officers involved in clearing out protesters at a New York City college are sharing signs that they discovered from the scene. The New York Police Department broke up an illegal encampment at New York University today. Cleaning crews were brought in to remove tents and sweep away the belongings of the protesters. Among the items they found, a piece of literature. Okay, I've been pronouncing Cellular's name wrong. Well, that's the way it looks, like Cellular. I'll find out the correct pronunciation. Okay, anyway, back to this story. When they were clearing out New York University, here's what police saw. They found a piece of literature. Death to America and death to Israeli real estate. This goes along with photos that we have seen over the last 2 days of some people on this campus. I don't know whether these are students or whether these are outside agitators or what, but they're wearing Hamas styled headbands. And clearly we have seen the signs over this past week. One of them, which I will never forget, calling for a final solution to the Jewish problem. We saw this on college campuses. We have seen and we heard the chants of death to America. And now New York City police say they have found death to America literature at NYU. NYU. There's also a big story about some students that stood up to a group of these thugs that were trying to take down an American flag, and they had all sorts of objects thrown on them, but they stood firm. So the unrest continues. Meanwhile, the Trump trial. Hope Hicks. Why they call Hope Hicks, I still don't know. As you just heard Mayor Rudy talk about, why are they even talking about Access Hollywood? And all, how does any of this pertain to what the charges are supposed to be here? This is just a trial that is so clearly a political trial designed to hurt Donald Trump in an election year. And that is all this is. There is an investigation that has been going on, and I find this extremely fascinating, by the New York Times. Here's a headline. This is one of two stories in the Times today. COVID vaccine side effects, four takeaways from our investigation. Well, at this late date, the New York Times has decided, people have been complaining about these vaccines. Let's look into them. The way they start this article, a woman by the name of Apurva Mandeveli writes this. They say she spent more than a year, the Times does, talking to dozens of experts in vaccine science, policymakers, people who said they experienced serious side effects. Mm-hmm. Soon after their arrival in late 2020, the COVID vaccines turned the pandemic around, opened a path back to normalcy. They prevented about 14.4 million deaths worldwide,
really,
according to one estimate. From who? I don't know. In a small percentage of people, they also produce side effects. Over the course of more than a year, the New York Times talked to 30 people who said they had been harmed by COVID vaccines. Their symptoms may turn out to be unrelated to the shots, but they, along with more than a dozen experts, felt federal officials are not doing enough to investigate their complaints. Well, isn't this something? On social media platforms, in the news, people that were complaining about side effects from COVID at all, from these vaccines, were called a bunch of kooks. And in many cases, a lot of people, including doctors who specialize in autoimmune diseases and other diseases, had their information suppressed. They were told they were dealing in fake news. Now, today, here we are, 4 years later, and all of a sudden the New York Times decides, oh, let's take a look at this. The author tells us all vaccines carry some risk of side effects. More than 270 million Americans receive about 677 million doses of the COVID vaccines. That is a lot of doses. That's a lot of money. Even rare side effects occur, they say, in just about 0.001% of patients. But that might mean thousands of recipients were affected. Well, isn't that odd? We were told that, no, nothing wrong here. They go on. Even the best vaccines and drugs have some side effects. That does not negate their benefits, nor does it suggest that people should stop taking them. It's clear that the author here, that these people have a point of view about vaccines. And they go on to tell us how rare it is that these vaccines produced anything bad. They tell us health records found that about 7 in every million doses of Pfizer's BioNTech vaccine triggered a bout of shingles that was serious enough to require hospitalization. Other side effects are slightly more common. The COVID vaccines may lead to myocarditis. Really? I remember when these stories started coming out about myocarditis. Again, they were suppressed. People that complained about, oh, there these people go, these anti-vax nuts. Other side effects are even slightly more common. The COVID vaccines may lead to myocarditis or inflammation of the heart. Gee. In one of every 10,000 adolescent males, one in every 10,000 might get an inflamed heart. Well, what might that inflamed heart lead to? A, deaths from vaccines, the writer goes on to say, are vanishingly rare. I don't know what that means. Vanishingly rare. Despite claims from some conspiracy theories that vaccines have led to a spike in mortality rates. It's not conspiracy theories. There have been other articles from credible news sources about the increased deaths that are occurring in younger demographics that were unexplained. There was that syndrome of suddenly died. But that's okay. And I don't want to go on and on about this too. I want to spend all show with this. I'll just say this. We were told that everything was tickety-boo. Everything's just tickety-boo with these vaccines. Go ahead and take them. Jim Jordan yesterday had a member testify of the administration, a Biden staffer, and he demanded to know when the Biden administration told Americans that the vaccinated couldn't get the virus, were they guessing or lying? Robert Flaherty, former assistant to President Biden, and very involved in this idea of COVID misinformation, would not answer any of these questions. These are simple questions, simple questions. We were told by Joe Biden that the vaccinated people couldn't get the virus. Was the White House guessing or were they lying? And he begins, listen to this. I think, first of all, it's important to remember my role in the discussion, which is as a communicator on behalf of, well, Jim Jordan cut him off. He's like, look, you worked for the Biden administration. You were the assistant to the president. Simple question. When they told the American people, if you get the vaccine, you will not get the virus, was that a guess or was that a lie? And he went through, and then comes, oh, I'm not a medical expert. I'm not a medical. Well, then why was this administration telling people something if you're not medical experts? You all were brave enough in this administration to go out and make these statements and chide people for misinformation. Why won't you stand behind what you said? So let me tell you something. Now, you know I have my issues with the kooks. And the kooks have their issues with me. But these people who have been warning people about side effects, like when the words myocarditis first came up, everybody that was talking about this stuff was, what, all these kooks, there they are again. There go these kooks misinforming the American public. It turns out now we're getting this little soft sell from the New York Times today. They finally have to investigate. And, oh, well, yeah, it does happen, but it's rare. And if you go through this article, it's all hedging. They won't say how deep the problem could really lie because they don't know. And if they don't know, then why were all these mainstream outlets and the Biden administration trying to shut everybody up that was warning people that things weren't as hunky-dory as they were saying they were? Birthday today. Bruce Hall from the American rock and roll band REO. Speedwagon. So many hits from REO. We love REO Speedwagon here. 800-848-9222. Oh, you know what, Diego? I forgot to send you this. There's a huge article in the Daily Mail. It is confirmed. Hall & Oates are no more.
Dang.
Yeah, it's a huge article about the Hall & Oates breakup, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll pull the article. We'll talk about it next week. It's Friday. If you want to be part of the program, 800-848-9222. Yeah. REO Speedwagon on WABC.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
WABC fans, and those of you that grew up listening to WABC, you know this man so well. Born in 1934, Frankie Valli, singer from the Four Seasons, was born. Four Seasons, of course. So many hits. Cherry, Big Girls, Don't Cry, Don't Cry. They still don't. Walk Like a Man, December 1963. And this, I still love this one. Can't take my eyes off. And December 1963. Oh, what a night on WABC Talk Radio 77. Happy birthday to Frankie Valli. At the White House this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood came to visit. If I say the name Mark Hamill, many of you know who he is. Star Wars, of course. Luke. Let's listen in to a bit of this the press conference that Karine Jean-Pierre held with Skywalker. Here we go.
There's no introduction that really is needed here. I have a special guest, as you can see. Mark Hamill has decided to join us on this wonderful Friday, and I am really excited to turn it over to Mr. Hamill. Here we go.
How many of you had Mark Hamill lead the press briefing on your bingo card? Hands? Yeah, me either. And look, I just got to meet the president. He gave me these aviator glasses. I love the merch. Love it all. But listen, I just wanted to say I was honored to be asked to come to the White House to meet the president. The most legislatively successful president in my lifetime. And, you know, I don't have to go through the list of bipartisan infrastructure law, the PACT Act, the CHIPS Act, all of that, inflation, 15 million jobs. Look, it's all good. I mean, I was really thrilled to meet the entire staff because, it's not just one person. It's like a composite endeavor. And all these people, my goodness, you know, I mean, I have no idea. Just what went into what is on his plate on a daily basis.
So, I told you, Emperor.
That's pretty much it. I'm open to questions, although no Star Wars questions, please.
We have turned
him. But I want to say once again how grateful I am, and it just shows you that one person.
All right. Enough of Luke. Kissing Joe Biden's behind like it's the only behind in the universe. It's just shameful. Joe Biden, the best president I ever saw in my life. Best president in the whole galaxy. There's nobody else. He's better than the emperor. He's just everything is good under Joe Biden. All's good. Everything's good. Luke. Has turned. Oh man, birthday today. Another American musical giant, Christopher Cross. The man who gave us Sailing, the man who gave us Never Be the Same, Ride Like the Wind. And this one, huge hit in 1981. Author's Theme here on WABC Talk Radio 77. Time to check in with, is it Lizzie?
Is James Flippin.
Oh, it's James Flippin. Going to bring us some traffic.
It is, and, in fact, yes.
Good. Glad to hear you. You haven't turned heavy.
No, although I like your Darth Vader bow, I have to say.
Thank you. Most impressive. And we're going to check in with James Flippin in traffic and then head over to Kim Commando back with some of your calls to keep it right here on WABC. Oh, by the way, one quick note. The Countess of Conspiracy has weighed in on the New York Times COVID story. Three simple words. They do know.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
On the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Hype in the fast lane.
It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly.
'33, the godfather of soul makes his appearance on planet Earth. James Brown. So many hits. James Brown is literally one of those transformational figures. Changed music in America. The grooves that he laid, the musicians he worked with, changed the game for everybody. And he was, I saw him at the Apollo. And he turned it out. James Brown, 1933, on WABC. How old was I? I don't know. I was a kid. Yes, baby. This is a man's world. I wonder if the Countess is listening to this part.
But it wouldn't be nothing.
What say, James? Without what?
A woman or a
girl. That's right, because we wouldn't be here. Catholic support of Joe Biden has fell, according to a Pew poll. Now, back in 2020, there was a 50 to 49% lead. Right now, Donald Trump, 55% of Catholics are either supporting or lean toward supporting former President Donald Trump in a head-to-head against Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the self-professed devout Catholic, who supports abortion and every other liberal idea under the sun. Politico's co-founder is urging the media to be more humble. Why? Because only 14% of voters have expressed a great deal of trust in the mainstream media. That is the result of a new poll, too. I think us in the media, we have to be a little more humble, and we have to realize our job is to be clinical in delivering the information. Try to get to the closest approximation of the truth. If we screw up, be humble enough to admit it, and maybe get off Twitter and stop popping off in ways that make people distrust the work that you do. How about this? Instead of being more humble, why don't you just be more truthful? Let's head to the telephones. Viviana in Brooklyn, welcome. How are you today?
I am doing well. Very annoyed at the school I spent 3 years at, Fordham University in Manhattan. I don't know how the foolishness could have gotten and contagion them. You know what I was thinking, Bo? Since they are finding documents, since they are finding people that are saying, I've been paid, why not follow the money and then charge these people with conspiracy
a real insurrection on college campuses, a paid for insurrection? You think those people ought to be held accountable? Yes, but see, keep in mind this. We heard in the run-up to this election year, and I still have the piece pinned on my Twitter account, pinned up top, the Newsweek story about how the thing that the Justice Department and this administration were concerned about were all these right-wingers, these religious people like these Catholics out here who are religious people, and also parents who were going into school boards demanding that schools, these school districts, stop trying to indoctrinate their kids with sexual pornography and everything else. Those were supposedly the threats. Nowhere did you see in all of these intel assessments a threat that these groups that are right now turning this country upside down, they weren't even on their radar screen. And what are we seeing right now? We are seeing terrorists in training. People in our own country calling for death to America. People in our own country calling for a final solution against the Jews. And they're not just saying it, they're out taking over buildings. They are being instructed, in some cases, by professional terrorists. Nowhere did our supposed intelligence community pick up on any of this that we are seeing with our own eyes right now. And we ought to be asking, why not? Why didn't they identify what these people are, who they are, that is so visible right now? And Democrats, by the way, are becoming, here's the story today. You can find this in The Hill. Democrats, oh, that's the wrong one. There's another story about how Democrats are alarmed that this might hurt them in the election. This story I picked up because I saw Democrats alarmed. Democrats alarmed over conservative judges in Trump court cases. We're seeing all these liberal judges do their best to railroad Donald Trump. And what are Democrats worth? And they print the story. Democrats alarmed over conservative judges. As if there was a reason, a serious reason to be alarmed over conservative judges with these kangaroo courts in session. Not just here in New York. We've already seen two of them. But the one in Georgia? Come on. Thank you, Viviana. Appreciate it. Let's go to Suffolk County. Robert, you're up next on WABC.
James, the terrorists from 9/11, they came in as students. These kids and the schools letting them congregate in open areas en masse is a huge security risk. The colleges and universities can't let them do this.
They are letting them do this. And again, here's another headline for you. Democrats knock Johnson for suggesting that George Soros might be behind the college protest. This man has spent millions of dollars supporting these left-wing causes in academia. And now the Speaker of the House says something, and all of a sudden, he's the problem. Johnson's the problem. Oh, on The View today, another headline here. The View co-hosts fret that voters may focus on anti-Israeli protests instead of January 6th. Well, imagine that. Imagine that. We had them suckered. We had them thinking that January 6th was the biggest threat to democracy ever, that democracy dies in darkness. And all of a sudden, you have on all these college campuses of America the real threat. And those gals over at The View, those girls at The View, are worried now because they think you might actually be paying attention to their leftist allies and what they're doing to disrupt colleges all across the country instead of you sitting cowering, worrying about what you saw on January 6th. Oh, another article. Palestinian refugees in the U.S., Biden's potential plan takes on fire. Daily BS. A group of Republican lawmakers in the House and Senate sent a letter to the president condemning his alleged plan. CBS reported this earlier in the week. And what they're saying in the letter is, hey, you know, we don't have access to Gazans living in that area. It's impossible to vet them. So why is the administration working to try to bring over Gazan refugees here when we can't even properly vet them? Look, folks, we can't even vet who's coming in over the southern border. And now Joe Biden and the Democrats want to bring Gazan refugees here? What are they going to do? Just give them lifetime scholarships at Columbia or UCLA and hope they keep the movement going? We got to check in with Lou Dobbs. We have 3 hours tomorrow. You can bet I'm going to be running my mouth the whole 3 hours. Oh, man. 2011, jazz organist Odell Brown passed away.
So why are you playing Marvin Gaye?
Because he co-wrote this one. one of Marvin's big hits. He also worked with the likes of Minnie Riperton, Curtis Mayfield, Johnny Nash. Co-author Odell Brown of Sexual Healing. On WABC, time to check in with Lou Dobbs. When we come back, more of your telephone calls. Keep it right here. Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour, the Friday edition.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network. The Rush Hour is on the air. Attention Ditto Heads. Attention Bo Scouts.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Oh yeah, baby. Robert Palmer went number one on this date in 1986. This mega hit, Addicted to Love. Also, 1980. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band have their mega hit at number one.
Seems like yesterday.
Against the Wind.
But it was long ago.
Another birthday today also, David Ball, English producer, electronic musician with Soft Cell. 1981, this one went number one, Tainted Love.
James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Rapid Phones.
And let's go to Pamela in New Jersey. Pamela, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind this afternoon?
You know, I never saw Star Wars, and after that puke fest, I never will.
Well, I got to tell you that some of the Star, you know, there's some podcasts. If you want to know the don't watch, you don't have to watch it, but you should listen to the podcast that I did a two podcasts with my nephew on, we're huge Star Wars fans, and we went through it. And, you know, Star Wars is kind of a love-hate thing. If you love the originals, the first two or three, the first trilogy, and then you had to endure the next six episodes, it has been an adventure. But it is apparent to all Star Wars fans that listen to that yes, Luke has finally turned to the dark side. Yeah, he's been having maybe too much spice. Thank you, Pamela, for the call. Let's go to Tennessee and speak with Harry. Harry, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great, Mr. Golden. Our choice this November is simple. It's either Make America Great Again or Death to America. That's simple.
No. You know, brevity, the soul of wit. Here's your choice, folks. Make America great again or death to America. Yeah. Harry from Tennessee nailed that one down. Joaquin in Pennsylvania, welcome. You're on WABC Talk Radio 77. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I had two thoughts, actually. One was Snoop Dogg's 24-year-old healthy daughter had a stroke, and she was wondering what she ever did wrong. And the question is that, did she get the vax? And then when you hear of Navy SEAL Bud dying of a heart attack, you know, these guys, they get such physicals. They're in top physical shape when they go into that program. That's really pretty unheard of. And then you got football players' picks, a know-nothing hit, and he gets a heart attack. And then the other thing that I had was that these stupid.
Okay, so here's the dangerous. Hold on. Let me just not leave it there. It is speculation, and there are so many things that could happen to people at any age. It is just pure speculation to think that we could identify, not knowing anything about their medical history, why people suffer from certain ailments. And I just never want to leave that standing, because that's the kind of speculation that I don't want to engage in. But what we do know is this. We do know that this administration sold America saying statements. For instance, like the one that Jim Jordan spoke about that I referenced earlier, that they would not get COVID if they took the vaccine. Absolutely wrong. We do know that statements were made that certain medicines were not helpful to protecting one or to helping find a cure for COVID. We do know, I know that one from personal experience, from the near-death experience I had with COVID and what my COVID doctor recommended me. Thank God I had a frontline doctor who actually recommended something that brought me out of it within a day, to the point where I was feeling better and out of off a death's door. We do know that the statements that have been made are not true. Now, I don't want to start speculating on someone suddenly died. Oh, did they have the vaccine? Oh, we don't know. But what we do know is that there is a lack of truth and information surrounding everything from the origin of COVID, the participation of American medical slash research groups in COVID, working with Wuhan Viral Institute. We know that. And we know that what we were told about the vaccine, several things in it that we were told were not true. And I don't want to go beyond that. I don't ever want to be one of these people that's speculating about stuff that we don't know about definitively. I say, let's just get to the truth. That's what's needed here. Truth. May God bless and protect each and every single one of you, my friends. Love and gratitude for your being here with me and allowing me to be with you. God willing, we are back early in the morning, 7 a.m., and hope you are here too. And until then, enjoy your Friday evening. Bye.